There you go,
eh? Final part of our off-grid special. And this week, we're chatting about the process in getting an off-grid system designed. So this is where we always start, customer load profiles.
That's it, Lee. This is an almost an intimate connection between the client and the off-grid designer. The clients at this stage are letting us into their lives. For starters, we need to know what the customers are trying to achieve. We call this developing a load profile. This takes in lights, appliances and equipment they want to run, when they want to run it, and how long they want to run it for.
This is the most critical part of the whole process, I'm thinking.
That's correct, mate. It's more important than what panels or batteries or inverters we use. How can anyone design anything without knowing its purpose? Yet we still see pretend off-grid providers trying to sell off-grid kits. This comes out of just wanting to move boxes of equipment easily to make quick profit and run. Now, kit-style off-grids are expensive disappointments in a box, generally. What you won't find, though, Lee, is at Demas Energy, that is, we won't see us selling any generic off-grid kits. We only had a phone call last week from someone asking what off-grid kits we had for sale, and to me that's like saying, I want to buy a car without knowing how many people it needs to seat, will it be driven off-road, does it ever need to be able to tow a trailer? It just doesn't make sense to me as a designer.
So what's the first part of developing the load profile?
So the first part of determining a load profile is we just need to work out the site's estimated electrical consumption for 24 hours. Now, this is normally done by the customer filling in the sizing form where they list and describe what they want to run.
And what about sizing the solar array?
That's right. So once we have that data, once we have those details, we can determine the amount of solar you require. And we generally size solar arrays for winter production, taking in the angle they'll be installed upon, their orientation towards north, and any shading issues. The idea here is if we can get the client through winter with minimal generator support, the rest of the year is going to be easy peasy. And winter is when all off-grid struggle.
Sizing the battery bank is the next step.
That's it. So also from the data they give us, we can determine their nighttime consumption, and we use this to size their batteries. Now, this is crucial, as undersizing batteries to try and save money is the most common issue we see with tales of woe amongst off-grid systems. Regardless of the chemistry, any battery that has a chemical state of change during charging and discharging wears out more quickly the harder and more often you discharge it. A lot of batteries out there, Lee, they struggle to have more added to them in the future, like as in adding more capacity.
And spending a bit of time, I guess, picking the right size battery, Adrian, can save you literally tens of thousands of dollars worth of grief down the track.
That's exactly right, you know. So a bit of extra time spent in planning and designing is literally money well spent, and it does save you a fortune.
What about selecting the correct size inverter?
This is also critical as well. If I had a device that needed 4 kilowatts of power to run that device, and is a 3 kilowatt inverter going to be any good to me, Lee?
The answer to that would be a definite no.
No, that's right. We're going to be a bit short. But it happens, and we see this all the time, especially in those off-grid kits. It doesn't have to be one device. You can have multiple devices drawing power from your off-grid system, and if it exceeds the inverter's production limits, the system will shut down or the generator will kick in and try and support it.
Tell us a little bit about generators.
So generators are an integral part of any off-grid system. They are needed to fill in the gaps where the weather doesn't play fair and we run low on power. A properly designed off-grid system will have very low generator run hours per year, maybe one or two tanks of fuel in a year. But there is always that unknown, Lee, and having that alternative source of energy available takes all the risk out of not being able to, you know, maintain constant power to a site out of the equation. I'd like to think that a generator has two primary roles. The first one is to maintain your standard of a living regardless of the weather conditions. So if it's rain and stormy for a month, you're still living quite well.
Yep.
And number two is to protect the main part of your off-grid investment, and that is the batteries. Now, as a side note, Lee, generators are our most common call-outs to repair, mainly on dark and stormy nights in winter. So everyone, keep those generators serviced, fueled up and in good repair.
The basic starting requirements for any off-grid design, you're going to tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, so look, we've probably covered the starting requirements, but we've got sort of the data, we know the size of the products we need, the amount of product we need, the size of inverters. But the next part is fleshing out which solar panels that would best suit the site, which battery chemistry or type to use, which charging method to go with, you know, that could be either DC coupled or AC coupled that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, whether we need to make the generator auto-start, will the site need three-phase power or single-phase, what sort of surge currents we'd like to see, and the list goes on and on. The amount of design nuances that can spell the difference between everything running like a clock or not running at all is quite staggering.
Now, is this process the same whether you're doing, I guess, a small system for a shack or a weekender, to a house and a busting family of commercial site?
Yeah, so it doesn't matter how big or small the site is, it always begins with a load profile. We cannot design anything without having that data to size our products with.
And you at DMS Energy are the Northwest's leading off-grid specialist when it comes to Victron dealers.
Well, we are. So we sell a lot of Victron gear. We do 3 or 4, off-grids a month. We also have all that gear there in the workshop for all those small projects. You might want to muck about with yourself to charge your battery. Our main purpose is we can really design, supply and install an off-grid solar system to suit any situation.
Literally nothing that can't be energised by an off-grid system.
No, that's true, mate. We just need to know what we've got to do, and we can make it, and it's all scalable. So we can do big, small, we can add things to it. But it all just begins by engaging the right electrical contractor for the job. DMS Energy, we're Tasmanian, and we've been helping Tasmanians since 2007.
You have, and whereabouts do we find your showroom?
Yeah, 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. Or give us a call on 1300 502 599. You can have a look at our website. You can see examples of our work, and that's all the www.dmsenergy.net.au. And if you've got a message for us or you've got a question you want to ask, hit us up on Facebook. Just look for DMS Energy and we'd be happy to talk to you.
Lovely. Adrian Luke from DMS Energy, you have a great day and a great week, and we'll have another Power Savers again next Monday morning, a little after 8:30.
Thanks.